Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think this is their core. I don't think you're stacking that much more talent besides, you know, bringing in young role players. Yeah, like, their team is built around, and it's a good thing to build around, by the way, of Brunson, Cat, Bridges, and OJ. That's your core for a while. I don't believe the rumors, nor should we even embrace them, of they're going to trade Cat for Giannis or something crazy like that. Like, this is your core. So I don't think you're really adding much to that besides role players.
That's not what I was implying as far as the core. I meant just when you look at the Heatles or you look at the Spurs or those Lakers teams or Bulls teams that won a lot, they added veteran guys that were role players that were huge contributors to their team. So you don't know what kind of players they're going to bring in.
They will add that, by the way.
That's what I mean. And those are just as important as the stars when you're building a championship team.
They're going to have more wiggle room over the years to add that, but the core is where you win.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's challenging, and I don't know if we brought this there. I know we talked about it off air, that the parity in the NBA is at an all-time high.
It's uncanny.
It is 7 straight years of a new champion, right? And it used to not be that. We used to think dynasty. Mm. The Cavaliers and the Warriors played in four straight. The Warriors played in 5 straight.
Yeah, I mean, think about
the same finals matchup for 4 straight years.
Well, not only that, like, for me, I'm in my early 40s. I grew up on the Jordan Bulls.
100%.
While he was gone, it was the Rockets 2 years in a row. From the Jordan Bulls into the Lakers dynasty with the Spurs mixed in.
Right.
Into the Celtic Laker dynasty for a few years. Into the Heatles. Into the Warriors Cavs.
Right.
Into this. So my entire life, most of our entire lives were dynasties, and now it is exactly what you described.
Well, I'm saying that because the idea that you're going to continually be back and get these opportunities is probably gone.
Yeah.
And so
look at the Nuggets.
Look, exactly. So it makes this real opportunity for the Knicks in 2025 so important.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know next year if you're even going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or get another opportunity. It just, you don't know.
Well, and you don't know for reasons that I think Knicks fans will understand. Not that all of a sudden you're going to suck, but injuries.
Yeah.
Last year, yeah, they were derailed by injuries. We know that. This year, injuries hurt Boston and it hurt Cleveland. And you shouldn't apologize for it. It's a part of the sport. So it's an opportunity, not just because, yes, you're only 8 wins away, and B, right now, you feel relatively healthy. You just don't know what the future holds. And I said that about the Mets last year.
Right.
I said it about the Jets the 2 years they were in the title game. But I think even more so with this Knicks opportunity, this is really it. Like, there's no guarantee about next year. The landscape of the league may look very different next year. So this moment at 28 Brunson, 29 Cat, 28 Bridges, 27 OG Anunoby, this is their best opportunity. Mm. Doesn't mean they're going to suck next year. It just means the road may not look the same. It may be more complicated due to injuries or what have you.
Right.
And so you better win this year.
Right. Are you winning 50-plus games again?
Who knows?
And are you a 3 seed and happen yourself, you know, luck your way, not luck, but whatever, earn your way into home court through the finals? Like, who knows if you're Eastern Conference Finals? Who knows if that's going to happen again? It lines up kind of perfectly for the Knicks right now.
8 wins away from an NBA championship. 8 wins away from a title. And you think back to those teams we just talked about, the Nuggets from 2 years ago, the Celtics last year, the Warriors from a few years ago, and the Bucks from 2021. Let's call it the post-pandemic NBA champions. Think about what happened to all of them. In 2021, the Bucks won an NBA title. They had a lot of luck involved in that. Not going to get into it. They're about to trade Giannis. It's over. The Warriors, you kind of knew was fleeting based on the age of their best player. Look at Denver. Their coach is fired within a year and a half. And where have they gone since? They're perennially playoff teams. They just lost a game seven to the best team remaining. But what have they done since? Look at Boston. Ah, they're the team to beat. I thought they were. Best team in the sport. And look what happened.
Yeah.
So it is a, when the opportunities come, you got to take advantage of it. And we'll see if the Knicks can do it beginning tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Look at that. You know what, Evan? I'm proud of you in so many ways. Because you had a genuine smile on your face there that I think you were excited that the Eastern Conference Finals, for the first time in 25, look at you, in the first time in 25 years, is back at the Mecca. Isn't that exciting?
I'm very excited, yes.
We should all be excited. Evan Roberts will be in the building, not tomorrow though, right?
Not tomorrow, no.
Evan Roberts will be in the building for Friday. He sold those as well.
Not Friday, no.
Evan Roberts will be in the building for
Game 5.
Game 5.
And Game 7.
With an unnamed celebrity that you're taking.
Here's what I have decided with my Knicks season tickets. I'm out for Game 1 because I need to watch DeGrom pitch. That's very, very important. I'm out for Game 2. It's a Friday night, Memorial Day weekend. But from there on out, I'm a regular. I'm Spike Lee. I'm Turtle. I'm Ben Stiller. Starting in Game 5, I'm taking advantage of my season tickets. I'm going to be in that building every night. NBA Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. Let's go. I can't wait to have my paninis. I can't wait to have my big bottle of water. I can't wait to have my tablet on my little bar stool area so I can take notes. It's Knicks basketball, and I'm here for it.
And as you know, Positive Tommy doesn't believe in jinxes or touching the money or mushes. So speaking of Spike Lee, I'm sure that when the clincher is there in the NBA Finals and it's at the Garden, you'll do the right thing. I just know that. You'll do the right thing.
And what does doing the right thing actually mean?
Well, you have those tickets.
It means don't step on somebody's shoes.
Yo!
It means you better bring the right person to that game. That's all.
Don't worry about the people that are coming with me. Okay. I'm very excited, though. I'm very excited for this series because I started watching the tape last night. I started doing some studying last night, and I'm very conflicted. I'm very, very conflicted.
I can see why.
You know why I'm conflicted?
Yeah.
I don't mean what I'm rooting for. I'm talking about like genuine IBO, like how this series is going to play out.
Right, analysis.
Analysis. But I will tell you something about the NBA playoffs that I find really fascinating and really exciting. And this involves the Knicks, but it's more for everybody, with the Thunder beginning their best of seven series against the Timberwolves. And Sean, you have every right to correct me if I'm wrong, because I did the research myself. I started thinking, not only do we have four franchises that don't know what winning a championship feels like, three of the teams have never won an NBA title, the Knicks obviously very long time. I started thinking about the players. I started thinking about who's left. And I started to ponder who left in this tournament has won an NBA championship. Fair question, right?
Yeah.
Players. I came up with five guys.
Siakam.
Pascal Siakam, who is, of course, a big part of the Raptors in 2019. Not their best player, but a key player.
But so, he's kind of the Pacers' best player.
He is the Pacers' best player. Who is the closer for Indiana? You could argue Tyrese Halliburton. It is Pascal Siakam. So that's number one. You got that one right off the top of your head. Good call. Anyone else come to mind? Guys that have won NBA championships who are still playing in this postseason. Go ahead, Sean.
Tucker. Doesn't play for the Knicks.
PJ Tucker. I included him, but yeah. I don't include him because he's not even active, basically, for the Knicks. But you are correct.
Okay.
I didn't include him in my five, but you know what? Put him to the side because you're right. Like, how could I argue? The other guy, you want me to start giving you names?
I got one.
Go ahead.
Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso. Good call. Now, the problem with Caruso is
he was about him. How many minutes is he playing these days?
Well, he's a big part of the Thunder rotation, was a big part of the Laker team. The problem was pandemic. I mean, Disney World Championship.
I know, but what's he doing? That's my question.
Oh no, he's a key defense dude. He's a tremendous player. He's big part of the Thunder rotation.
I understand that, but is he like scoring 30 points a game?
No. He's not scoring 30 a game. He's not their best player, but he's a key member of the Thunder rotation. So he definitely qualifies as someone that was a big part of a championship, as he was with the Lakers in 20, and is a big part of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
He's a bench player.
Yeah, but he's a part.
I understand that. I know. Making sure.
He's not PJ Tucker.
Right.
All right. Here are the others because I don't think you'll get them. Thomas Bryant, who is currently on the Pacers, but when he won a title with the Nuggets, you know how much he played for the Nuggets in 2023?
I'm going to guess none.
He played 29 seconds in the postseason.
Wow.
So should we include him? Not really.
No.
OG Anunoby. How about, come on, man?
Of course, yes.
Are you guys forgetting OG? OG, though, Teague, did not play in that postseason. He was hurt. So he does have a championship, but he did not contribute to the Raptors in 2019 because he was hurt. And the last guy who's won an NBA title, any ideas, Tommy? Disappointed in you.
I'm thinking out.
We got Siakam. We got Caruso. We got Anunoby. We got Thomas Bryant. We got PJ Tucker. And to your point, Teak, other than Siakam, like all, and Caruso to a degree, they're not exactly like superstar caliber players. But I am very saddened that you can't think of the last guy.
I'm looking at the rosters and I can't even pick him out.
Oh, you know the guy. You all know the guy. You all love the guy. And you didn't remember that he won an NBA championship back in 2021 with the Milwaukee Bucks? Now, I have no ill will towards him because he didn't play in the Nets-Bucks series because he only played in three games in that first round and then got hurt. So another guy who has a ring, but he wasn't a big part of that championship run. And, of course, the guy I'm talking about is Dante DiVincenzo. So how about that when you think about lack of championships from franchises, Teak?
Yeah.
There are only, and again, if there's someone I miss, certainly let me know, six guys currently involved in the Final Four who have championship rings. Only one of them is a true star-ish player in Siakam.
Right.
And Caruso was a key rotational player for both teams. But the rest of it is all kind of Fugazi-ish. Anunoby doesn't play in the playoffs. Bryant only played 29 seconds with Denver. DiVincenzo only played three games before he got hurt. And PJ Tucker right now is literally a mascot. Crazy, right?
Or blowout troller.
I don't even think he's gotten into the blowouts, has he?
No, he did. He played at the end of...
Oh, did he get into the end of game seven? Six?
Six.
Whatever they were up to?
Yes.
All right. I take that back.
Just so I forgot who he went in for to get a curtain or whatever, standing ovation.
Well, listen, man. When that game got ugly, game six, I was one of the few who said, I can't watch this anymore. So if he played, good for you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.